Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, good.
That's good.
Welcome.
Well, welcome back. I'm Yvonne.
I'm Z.
And together we're Vaughn and Z.
Yes, and today we're going to be talking about our hair.
Our hair, yes. I'm sure there's still going to be some stories in this one.
Well, I'm going to start off about my hair.
Maybe I want to start off.
Well, I called it first, so let me start.
You sure did, so go ahead.
All right. Well, my mother used to do my hair, and that was when you put the hot comb on the stove.
Know that outcome very well.
And you put it on your scalp, but sometimes it get burnt, and it's really, really hot. So she used to burn my ears all the time. Burn my ears all the time. She put little Vaseline on there to help out. What about you, Iman? Did you? I know you got that hot comb too.
Oh, definitely. And my mom was very careless with that hot comb. I remember having burns on my ears that it would be crunchy, that she would burn them up so bad. My mom was rough on her head. She couldn't be tender-headed in this house. But my hair was looking laid though when I got done.
Yeah, I saw a picture of me when she did it. And it was, she would put it like the ribbons. I don't know. I had like red, not ribbons, but the little cotton. What is it? The cotton ones? Not the thinner ribbon things. It was like those thick cottons. Like, I don't even know what you call
My
it.
mom used to use those the silk ribbons,
Oh, no.
and I had bows and stuff. Oh, remember Vigor Roll? It just came to mind. I remember she used to try to use that Vigor Roll. You ever use that?
Vigor roll, what was
Yeah.
that?
It was like a
Refresh my memory.
water repellent. And when you didn't want to get a perm, you would get Vigor Roll and put that in your hair, and you would straighten your hair out, and it would probably keep the moisture from turning your hair back curly.
No, my mom didn't put products like that. That all I remember is the hot comb, Suffer 8. That was in that yellow and I think
Oh,
yellow
no,
and
you
black.
said
Suffer 8 she used to use. And that little blue thing. What was it called?
bergamot. No.
Ultra Sheen.
Oh, Ultra Sheen.
Yeah,
Yes,
Ultra
it came in a
Sheen.
lot of colors.
Yep, and Blue Magic. That was at my cousin's house. They would have Blue Magic when I went over there. But
Okay.
my hair with my mom, that was the Suffer 8. That was her faithful one. And I don't know where Crown Royal come from, but I think they back in the day, I think that made your hair straighter or something. But all I
Yeah.
remember is my hair as I got older was like with the product, it depends on how you straighten it, it would be like really laid, thick, feeling kind of bleh, like I needed to wash it. And then she had the curlers that you put over the fire and would curl
Oh, I
all
had
day.
those too. I remember trying to do it myself and burnt my whole bang off. Didn't
What?
know you didn't know you're supposed to just leave it on there for a little bit.
Your whole bang?
The whole bang.
Now, what happened after you burned your hair up?
My mom had to cut it.
Oh my goodness. Did you cry?
I was just too embarrassed that she found out about it to cry.
Well, it was right there in the front, your bang.
Yeah, I know, but I try not to disappoint her.
Yeah. Oh, but no, I didn't try. I didn't even like that hot stuff. So, and I remember that hot comb, and then we graduated from that. Once I got older, I was able to do what I wanted. And I let my cousin put a perm in there, one of them box perms.
Oh, God.
And next thing you know, I had to go to the hospital because my whole face broke out because I still had perm left in my hair.
Oh, I got a story for you about that. I remember this is as a grown-up putting perm in my hair. And before you put a perm in your hair, always make sure you have all the supplies you need. And I don't know if this was an open box and the neutralizer was used for another perm episode or what, but I put that perm in my hair, went to rinse it out with the neutralizer, and I didn't have any. Girl, I'm calling my mom. Mom, you got to get here as fast as you can. I put a perm in my hair with no neutralizer. I need to go to the store and get another perm. Girl, my hair was on fire. My head was on fire. It was my neighbors were so unfriendly, so I didn't even bother to even see that they had a perm around. But she couldn't get home with that neutralizer. I think that's the last time I put a perm in my hair.
Oh wow, yeah, that'll stop it real quick.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, it was so much bad. I can feel it now just talking about it.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I did box perms for a while.
Yeah.
Then I graduated. But did you ever try to weave where you put glue in it back in the day when you started putting weave?
That glue it? Yeah.
And then they put it to your hair?
I thought that weave glue was like the best invention ever.
Oh my goodness. I think I did that once. Of course, I didn't do it myself. I went to my friend's house and they had put it in. And I was like, oh, okay. But then taking it out, you had to do something. I probably did it wrong. So
You had to put a lot of Vaseline on it, let it sit, and then ease it off. Then you had to get a comb and a small tooth comb and comb out all the residue. Yeah, it was a process.
And then I graduated from that one too. Mm. My best thing is the braids.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, the box braids. Of course, I didn't do it myself. You know, I went to a friend and they did my hair. I said, oh, I love these braids and cornrows. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, one thing I do like. But I don't like taking them out. They take too long to take them out.
Yeah, I do.
So, and then I graduated from that. Did you ever have a wet set?
Yeah, I did. And it was ugly. It didn't turn out right at all. I hated it.
I went on vacation with my wet set. I didn't know how it would turn out, but I figured, hey, with my hair, the wet set, as long as the curls hold when I went on vacation, it did what it was supposed to. Now, I wasn't styling with these curls to my head, but it did its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you never went back for your wet set, huh?
No, I never went back. And I actually, at the time, you could get your hair done at the academy they used to have in around here. They had at the school.
I
used to get my hair done there. She did a wet set then, and then she cut my hair too. And I hated it.
Oh, okay, so you said no more for you. No, did you ever do a Jerry curl?
I have nothing but horror stories. I'm sorry. My skin is sensitive. I got a Jerry curl. I wanted it so, so bad. That Jerry curl caused me a lot of pain and suffering because the lady did not rinse all the stuff out of my hair and it went down into my glands and behind my back of my neck was all swollen. Underneath my chin was swollen. My whole scalp broke out. It was costing me so much money in dermatology bills afterwards. So but the hair was beautiful, but oh my goodness, I could not wait for it to come out. I went through it with some hair things.
I had a Jerry curl when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like it. I did not like the products and how they felt. I didn't know like anything about the Jerry curl. I don't even know how long it stayed in. I had to go get touch-ups. Go get these touch-ups or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I went for the touch-up, but after that, I think I told my mom I didn't like it. I didn't want to go back and get it done I think because of the heat and with my hair, it's like when I go outside, I can get my hair done, get it nice, blow-dry, straight. As soon as I walk outside,
That was me.
Poof, back in the afro, tight curly afro. So that's a hard one, especially trying to comb too. I ain't even gonna tell you how many combs I broke along the way.
Oh girl.
And also, did you break any combs or you had that nice silky?
No. My mom had that nice silky hair. She didn't pass it on to me. But no, I didn't have that nice silky hair. I had this thick curly hair, and I didn't know what to do with it.
I don't think anybody knew what to do with our hair. Then we had weaves. Now, when the weaves came, I went right. That's when I was older, so I was able to get to the hairdresser, and she would put a weave in. I was like,
oh, I loved a good weave.
Oh, wow. I said, it is not even hard to take out either. You know, like the braids.
And it looks so good. Always got the curly hair. Oh my God, you couldn't tell me nothing. I love a good weave.
Couldn't tell me anything.
Oh, I love the good weave. What stopped me from it is finding a good weave girl.
Okay. Yeah. And then you know what? Sitting in the hairdresser long too, because they'll start your hair and then you have to go sit and wait while they do someone else, then call you back to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found somebody who knew how to do weaves, but then I don't know. I just stopped doing them. I just stopped doing weaves. One day I know what. I had kids, so I wasn't able to do my weaves.
Yeah, that would stop you.
So then I went from the weave, a wig. I started wearing wigs and I was like, oh no, I'm like my mom now. Oh no, my mom and her wig. Oh, so I started using different wigs and I found a wig that I really like. It was a braided wig.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like a different color, like a maroon look to it.
Mm.
So it was really nice. I would wear this wig all the time. I just get up my wig. Oh, started buying different ones. What about you? Are you a wig person?
I am now, but I remember before I was so anti-wig. I would say, I'm not wearing pop on hair because I thought it would you know, I ain't want nothing to be able to come off. You're going to be pulling my hair and my wig come off. And I used to always say, oh, I don't wear pop on hair, but I do now. But my hair story goes back when my mom always did my hair. Then later she would send me to the neighborhood hairdresser. And then I guess from there I learned how to do it myself. But she used to use bergamot and crown hair grease. Those were her staples. And then once a week she would use eggs and mayonnaise and make her own conditioner and she would put it on my hair. She was really into all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to the hot comb, got the burns on my head. And my mom was so hard on her head. I remember laying across the counter, kitchen counter, and she's with my head dangling in the sink and she's washing it. And she's so hard or the water would be too hot and I would be hollering. And she'd be like, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to put your head down in this water. And I believed her. I shut up right immediately. My mom, when you got done with your head would throb and ache because my mom was rough on her head. And then, like, now I'm dealing with alopecia, so I can't even wear my natural hair out. So I've been using, like, argan oil, olive oil, avocado oil, rosemary, cedarwood. I make, not all at one time, but I make different mixtures to oil my scalp, trying to get my hair to come in. I use leave-in conditioner. So I'm really trying to get it healthy, but I think it's hereditary, so it's not really coming back, but my hair has been a journey.
Wow.
My granddaughter, I got her, she likes to do doll's hair. So I got her two mannequins that they use for the school mm-hmm. for Christmas. And she's really, really doing her hair. She just started doing her own hair. She's 12. So I don't have to worry about doing her hair in the morning. She gets up and do it. And, you know, those edges got to be laid. So she's mm-hmm. got the baby hairs and everything. But she does a good job. I'm just glad I don't have to do it.
Well,
but yeah, so she watched some videos and tell me the stuff that she needs and I'll go get it. She even did her own braids. She did her own box braids for the first time. She put the extensions in her hair and did her whole head. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this kid is really, she's more advanced than I was at that age.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, my sister-in-law, all her kids know how to do hair. All the girls, all three of them.
That's a blessing.
And when we show up, me and my girls show up, my sister-in-law always do our hair. And then when she saw me trying to do my daughter hair not too long ago, she's like, come over here. Told me just leave her alone. So I know it is a blessing of any child, anybody who knows how to braid hair.
Yeah.
You know, to get the braids right and the cornrow, your fingers to go the right way. Mine be going left, right, but I get it done.
I know. She looks at my hair and she says, Mama, I could put braids in your hair. I said, I bet you. She probably could. I believe her.
You going to let her?
Yeah, I'm going to let her.
That's good. I got to teach them. Now, what about dyeing? Have you ever dyed your hair?
I got away with dyeing my hair because my dad used to dye his hair. He used to dye his hair jet black. And that gave me the excuse to say, well, Dad dyed his hair so I could dye my hair. But I always wanted to go for the auburn color. Then I went to the blonde. Then I went to the red. And that's about the far as color.
Oh, my goodness. You said that you can dye your hair because your dad had dyed his hair. So that just gave you a window.
Yeah, it did, because my mom was like, you can't dye your hair. I was like, well, Daddy dyes his hair. So I was like, Dad, can I get some hair dyed? You know, he don't care. And I was the only girl, so I got my hair dyed. And she really, she didn't really have a problem with too much I did. She just didn't like a lot of makeup, and I love makeup, and she hated red lipstick. She hated it. And she used to tell me, Vaughn, I just think you wear that red lipstick just to piss me off. It looks like your mouth is bleeding. I was like, oh, my mom was a trip. She was. She tell it just the way it is.
And you put that red lipstick on, or you stop putting
it on? No, red lipstick is still my favorite color. I love a red lip.
Well, I dyed my hair, but I used the Dark and Lovely in the box.
Oh, I remember that.
The light brown, dark brown, the reddish color.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Todd's talking about wanting some color in her hair. She just wants it brown. So I don't let her do it. She's doing pretty good, so she can get some color she wants.
And nowadays, the kids, their hair, rainbow, blue, pink, they're putting all kinds of color in their hair.
So I'm glad she's not trying to go those colors, though. But if she does, she can. Yeah. It's only hair. They say you're not your hair, but a hair makes a big difference.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's NDIRE song. I am not my hair.
Yeah.
I am not my skin. Oh, yes. And what else that? Dark and Lovely. That was the thing back in the day. Dark and Lovely. Which one? Oh, when I did my curl activation with the Jerry curl, I think that's what it's called. I don't know if they still have it or not.
I don't know who's getting a Jerry curl now.
All I know is so many products out there. I went to Walmart and then I looked and I said, multicultural hair. You know, hair products. I went down there and I was like, look at all this stuff. I said, I don't remember all this when I was growing up, or maybe I wasn't paying attention. But I'm like,
Right now,
I use that all kinds of different products. I do not just use one product. Like, some people just stay faithful. They run one product. Not me. I'm all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't stay faithful.
Well, I'm pretty faithful right now. I use, like, the same thing. I use, like, water, a good leave-in conditioner. I may switch up the brands, and then I use an oil on my hair, and that's like all I put on my hair at this point. And it seems to work with it. It's just not, it just, you know, I just don't think it's going to grow in. I went and got to the Africans braided my hair, and you know how they put a whole inch full of hair on three strands of your own hair and took out all my edges, and my edges just probably traumatized my scalp, and my hair never recovered from that.
Oh, okay. So you went and...
That's what started with the hair breakage, that alopecia, is getting my hair braided. And no matter how many times I told her, you know, don't do my edges like that. Don't do it. You know, she did it so tight. And then you go to move your hair out of the way and a whole braid falls out because it was too much tension on your hair. So I've learned. So even Tatiana, I took her to get her hair braided. And I had to come home and take all the braids out that same night because the girl had braided her hair so tight, her scalp was pulled up in the braids. And I was like, you know what? I'm never going to do this to you again. Never. So we're done with people messing up her hair. I know how to braid. I'll just do it. I don't care if it takes me all week to get all the braids done. I'm just going to do it myself. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, I mean, that was just cruel. You know, she come home, she was crying. I didn't even let the lady finish her whole head because I came back to check on her and she was crying. And I was like, you know what? We got to go. I paid the lady because I paid you for your time. I probably shouldn't have, but I did. Mm-hmm. And then I took them braids out because, you know, you just cause her too much pain.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They go get their hair braided. And if it's too tight, they take them out. I've never went to the African people to get my hair done. It just looked like too many braids that I have to take out. I'm like, that looks like I will be here all day for days getting all that hair out.
It's a process. It's a process.
Yep, that's why I never went, because I know me. I mean, 10 braids is like too much. One girl, she would do my hair and I was like, oh, just do a cornrow back, like 10 cornrow. Mm-hmm. After the fifth one, I'm looking for help.
Yeah, right? Mm-mm.
I don't like all that, but... So now that's good that your granddaughter can do her own hair so she can put it in as tight as she wants. She ain't got to worry about anybody squeezing her head.
She's so smart because she was asking me, you know, how do you put the hair in the hair? And I was trying to show her how to do it, but she couldn't do it that way. So she went on YouTube and found a way. She puts her hair in box braids in, with the rubber bands. And then mm-hmm. she put the hair around the rubber bands and then braided into her hair. I said, how smart are you?
Yeah.
Like, this kid is smart. Like, she's really good.
Mm-hmm. That's really smart. I think I'm going to put a mask on my hair. Like, you know.
Oh, one hair mask?
Like, do a deep condition.
Oh, yeah. I love those. Like a mask?
Yeah, so I'm going to do that today.
Oh, you're doing that today? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'm going to do that today. But some people put a plastic bag over it for the heat.
And then sit underneath the dryer and stuff like that. I have a hair dryer, but I'm not one of those bonnet ones.
Oh, yeah. Those bonnet ones, I had one growing up. My mom had one in like a suitcase.
I had the same one. The same one like that. And I remember that. And it would be so hot. I wish I still had that.
Yes, me too. Because like you said, it was like you didn't need to go to the hairdresser.
No.
But I need to go somewhere to do this. I'm going to cut it.
I knew a girl who had one of the hair salon hair dryers in her hair. And I'm in her house. I didn't even know you could buy those like that. And I was like, dang, if I was really into wearing my hair out, I would get me one of those. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really that expensive for what you think it would be. But I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, my thing is, when I went to the hairdresser, I got my hair curled, and it was really nice. Mm-hmm. But the humidity outside just took all my curls, took all the, you know, and just went right back to my natural state. Like, I went and paid for nothing.
That was me, too. Oh, because I wasn't a sweater, but I did sweat in my head a lot.
Yep.
Then having three brothers, that didn't help because we was always wrestling around.
Yeah, growing up, yeah, no one was caring. I wouldn't care about my hair growing up. I was out there climbing the trees, having fun outside. And then when you get older, you're like, oh, I got to do something with this.
Mm-hmm.
I got to, you know, do my hair. Where's that wig at?
I know, right? It could be your best friend.
So what you going to do with your hair? Like, what kind of hair do you get mostly? You gonna try something new?
I am going to try something new. I'm going to try to weave my hair myself. I know how to sew, and I've done weaves for my kids, and I can sew ear to ear. My thing is now they have those closures, so I got to read up how to do this closure because I know you have to bleach the knots and sew it down, and I don't know what I'm doing. So I'll be watching a lot of YouTube videos trying to get this head together because it's just easier for me just to do my own hair at my own pace. And then with Dancing Dolls coming out, Tot wants that hair too. So I'm going to do hers for the first time. She don't know it yet, but I'm going to order her some hair so she could be a dancing doll.
What's a dancing doll? Now you got to up.
It's those majorette girls from the South, and they do all these competition dances, but they all have this long flowy hair, and she wants it. So she's obsessed with watching that picture.
Oh, okay. What was I going to tell you about the hair? Oh, I was on Facebook and I noticed that one little girl, she went somewhere and did like cornrow or doll hair. Mm-hmm. And she got like a certificate. Like she went somewhere and they taught her how to cornrow the hair.
She had
a certificate and she was like 11.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, well, where was these people when I was 11?
Yeah, these kids are learning that stuff early. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all doing hair changes.
Yeah, I went to hair school. I was going to go to hair school. I was trying to go and end up going to nursing school by a flip of a coin. Whoever called me first is where I was going. I applied for nursing school and I applied for hairdressing school. And the nursing school called first, thank God.
Oh, well, that's good. That's how you... got into nursing. Yeah. A hairdresser or a nurse? Mm. You could have did both.
Mm.
Not knowing it, you could have did both.
Yeah, I think I made a better choice.
But you still can go to school to do hair.
I'm no longer interested in that profession.
I never was interested in hair. And still not. Remember I had the plug-in curling iron to take with you. I used to do that too. Back in my 30s, 20s, 30s. Mm-hmm. I had the plug-in and I'd do my hair.
What about that flat iron? I know nothing about how to work that. Those flat irons. And everybody had just left the curling iron and went straight to the flat iron. I have no idea how to work those.
That, to me, the flat iron was good for people that had like some hair in their head, like longer hair. Mm-hmm. We can snap it and then go down and it just be flat.
Okay.
But I like the curl iron because the curl iron, it's like the curl iron. You just take it and just go straight. It don't do a curl unless you take the flat iron, I guess, and curl it up. I don't know.
Yeah, talk keep asking.
Yeah, I had a flat iron too, the one you plug up. Mm-hmm. But it was the gold tip. But with my hair, some of them didn't get hot enough.
Mm.
You know, it still left it. But then you got burn up your hair, sizzle it up, change the texture. I don't know.
Yeah.
I might dye my hair. I'm going to cut it and dye it. Do something with it. Real short. I'm gonna cut it.
Now, are you using any new products in your hair?
What did I buy? I bought, somebody was selling some different oils and stuff online. So I bought it and she wrote down everything that was in it. It was all natural oils.
Oh,
so I put it in there and then that Jamaican oil. I put that Jamaican oil in my
hair. I love that stuff. That's like the oils I'm using too. The castor oil, the Jamaican. Black castor oil, something it's called.
Yep. I think so, yes. Oh, I don't remember Jamaican. And I said, this must be good. This is oil from the islands.
Right?
I know one girl told me that she would put honey. She did a honey. She put honey in her hair.
Oh, okay.
Like a matte, detox sitting in her hair. And I was like, well, that's good. Well, my hair always feels dry, so.
Mine's always dry, too. I always have to moisturize my hair a lot.
Well, we're going to figure out something. We're going to have shiny hair.
Yes, we will.
All right, talking about that, I'm ready to get off of here.
Okay.
And go mask up my hair.
Okay, well, you do that. I'm just going to chill the rest of the day. Nothing really planned, just gonna relax. Work tomorrow.
Work? What's that? I mean, you enjoy.
I enjoy my day. Mm-hmm.
You enjoy your work while I sit home and do my online work.
Oh, okay.
I'll figure that one out, online work.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, we're wrapping this episode up. And as always, if you want to get in contact with us, you can check us out through email, talkingwithvonandz@yahoo.com. It'll be in our show notes. And you have a good rest of your day.
Yes. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.